Captain Cat Miller, I hope it's not like Gilligan's Island. I hope that when you go out on these cruises, you guys come back from Chicago's First Lady.
We always have every intention of coming back safe and sound.
So do you ever bring the professor and Gilligan and Marianne and Ginger and the Howells with you?
No, they seem to be very unlucky.
They are. Chicago's First Lady is, I think, best known for your work with, your collaboration with, the Chicago Architecture Center, where, you know what? I can say this. You may not be able to, but I can say this. They all now do architecture cruises, right?
Yeah.
The difference is you've got a captain on some of them saying, there's a tall building. Oh, there's one that's taller. That one isn't quite as tall. That's not the detail that you offer through the Chicago Architecture Center. Explain what the real architecture cruises are about.
Well, not to disparage any of our competitors, but yes, we are partnered with the Chicago Architecture Center. They have certified, highly trained docents that give you all of the interesting detail and backstory, obviously, like all of the facts about all of the buildings in Chicago, some of the most interesting ones, some of the first ones, the oldest ones. Interesting details about Chicago history and lore. And yeah, we're partnered with the Chicago Architecture Center. Their docents are a number one, top notch.
And we'll talk more about their docents, what they do, and a little more detail about those cruises and others that you offer. Also, how the Chicago River has changed through the years. You have been doing this a while, as you told me off the air, and I'll quote you, for years. So you've seen a lot of changes, and we'll talk about those changes when we come back with Cat Miller of Chicago's First Lady on Mother's Day on WGN. That's right. 119 on WGN Radio. Yes, you point out through a text that Ruta Lee, who's coming up as a guest, the Hollywood actress from way back when, she was in some classic movies, by the way, but also listeners point out she is in the Lithuanian American Hall of Fame, and she is also in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We'll talk to Ruta later in the show. Also, Dionne Warwick will be here talking about her work, and this is it. This is her last CD ever, and she talks about that. I'm sure she will on WGN, but right now it's Chicago's First Lady. That's you, Cat Miller. From the cruise line known as Chicago's First Lady. By the way, we have questions about which one is that, because there are so many now. That's the one on Michigan Avenue on the, let me get my directions right, on the southeast side of Michigan Avenue and Wacker.
Absolutely, yeah. Most of the boats are white, but ours have green trim. We call ourselves Chicago's Finest Fleet because I think we have the prettiest boats on the river.
I think you do, too. And interestingly enough, this is a private business.
Yes,
this
absolutely.
Is not like some big business coming to Chicago that has boats in Boston, D.C., and other cities. This is Chicago's, as suggested, Chicago's First Lady. Holly Agra is Chicago's First Lady, I happen to know. And we'll talk a little about a story when Holly walked into the studio and we both decided that a cruise for dogs isn't a bad idea. Mm-hmm. But first, we'll talk about those architecture cruises we had been talking about.
Sure.
So these are trained docents who update their training all the time, who are totally, these people really know architecture.
Absolutely. They get audited by their fellow docents. I believe it's once a year. They go through extensive training. I don't know what the training is now. I think it's maybe changed a little, but it used to be pretty rigorous to be able to be a docent on the river just because of the pacing of the boat. They do a ton of walking tours, train tours, things like that. But the boat tours are like pretty rigorous because they have to maintain a pace. They have to hit certain like metrics and certain buildings. But yeah, they get audited. They update their information all the time. the skyline, the city is changing all around them constantly, so they stay up to date with all of that stuff.
And changes all around you, too, I suppose.
Yes, absolutely.
So we're talking about the Architecture Center tours that you offer, the architecture tours. They've been offered by Chicago's First Lady for a long time.
Over 35 years.
Yeah. And now everybody offers them, but they're mm-hmm. not all the same.
Nope.
So I want to make a point of that. You're the only ones that have these. You're the only company that has these docents.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. But
exclusive.
Exclusive. But the river has changed, too.
Yes, absolutely.
So in the time you have been on the river, I suppose it was like a polluted place no one wanted to go to what it is today.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember when I started back in the early 2000s.
And something.
The river was not a place that was a happening kind of situation. I remember cruising down the river, even the main branch, which is fed by the lake, so it's slightly more freshwater. There was a lot of trash. There was a lot of undesirable things that you would see floating around in there. And now it's a place where people want to swim. So, I mean, the transformation over the last two decades is kind of astonishing.
That and the Riverwalk.
Absolutely.
I mean, people are down here.
Constantly.
And it's a combination of everything. First of all, one great thing about downtown Chicago is people live here. People who are listening maybe say, well, of course they do. But when you go to other cities, mm-hmm. their downtowns, that's
are
not
just for business.
Yeah. So that's one thing. Second thing is that you have all the tourists. And unlike mm-hmm. other cities, and you tell me if you have found this so far, although the season just started, tourism is actually up in Chicago, unlike most other cities around the country.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously can't speak for other countries, but, you know, we're sending out full boats. The other companies are sending out full boats. The Riverwalk is always packed. I worked a shift yesterday, and the Riverwalk was just mobbed, which is awesome to see.
Yeah, or is it? So here's my question. The river itself, I worry, because you've got these kayakers, that's nice.
Sure.
You've got the boats, the people, it's like riding a bicycle, and they do it in the river.
Oh, yeah.
Those boats.
The paddle boats.
Yeah. You've got more competition of folks who do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the pleasure riders
yep.
with their boats as well.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this combination of all these things.
Yeah.
Is there too much traffic, do you think, on the river? or are we moving in that direction?
I think we are moving towards saturation. It on a Saturday in July, it does get pretty hectic out there. It is nice to see people using the river, making use of the amenities that we have in the city. But I wish sometimes that people would be a little more mindful of their surroundings and mindful that they're sharing a pretty tight waterway. I mean, Chicago River is narrow compared to a lot of rivers.
Yeah.
And it's one of the most highly trafficked waterways in the country. So, I mean, there's a lot going on, and I'm glad everyone's using it.
But. And I'm glad everyone so far has mostly been safe.
Yes, yeah. Touchwood.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you do? What does the captain do?
Well, the captain obviously drives the boat, but we are also responsible for training our crew. We drill for all kinds of situations that you might find on a boat, man overboard, not just from our vessel.
Has
but
that happened?
Oh, yes, Steve.
Really? Oh, no.
Well, not necessarily people falling over or jumping off our boats, but you mentioned kayaks. People kayak in the river, and not everyone is a skilled kayaker. Some people are going out on their first venture. There's a ton of boats. Sometimes people are going a little too fast.
So it's not men overboard from your
right,
boats.
Yeah.
It's what you've seen on
the
river.
Yeah. So a lot of kayakers end up in the water, and it's hard to get back into your boat. And so we offer assistance when we see stuff like that.
Oh, that's, I suppose, a very good thing.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Holly Agra, who runs your company,
mm-hmm.
when we were back at Tribune Tower, when WGN was over there, was walking by the studio, and I waved her in, and we talked about her then Portuguese water dog.
Mm-hmm.
And at a commercial break, I said, well, how's business doing? She said, I wish more people from the suburbs would come in.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. We're, you know, with traffic and everything,
yeah,
depending on the suburb, we could be 45 minutes or an hour away. The boat ride is about an hour or 90 minutes, depending mm-hmm. on which one you choose. And then people want to have lunch, so they stick around for that, and that's another hour and a half, and then they have to drive back.
Right.
Well, the dog has to go out. What do? So I said, here's what you do. You have a cruise for dogs.
Absolutely.
And she didn't say that. She said, what? I said, try it. You'll get TV cameras there and everything. This was over 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And she said, I guess so. So we come back from the commercial break, and I said, you won't believe it. Holly has just agreed to have a cruise for dogs, the first one ever. Holly, what are you going to be doing on this cruise? And she looked at me like, I can't believe you're asking me that. I have no clue. So I said, clearly, you're going to point out the parks with the most squirrels, the city's mm-hmm. oldest fire hydrant, all these things that are clearly important for dogs.
Very important.
And she did a dog cruise.
Mm-hmm.
She called it the canine cruise. It's still called that.
Still called.
She got the TV cameras there for the first time out mm-hmm. and saw, okay, people came, and then did it again and again and again and again. And what she's done, because her heart is so nice, is she, for me, first of all, has made me an honorary captain. No offense. I won't compete with you. But in addition to all that, she does a cruise now every year for an animal shelter,
mm-hmm.
which is her. You know, it's wonderful. But other cities have picked up on the idea, I'm told. On the Potomac, I guess, there's a canine cruise.
Okay.
Outside Boston, there's a canine cruise in their harbor. And maybe others, I don't know. But it does seem to work. Have you been on those?
Yeah, I have been on those. I've captained those. They're some of my favorite cruises. I do love that we partner with animal rescue organizations. I have two dogs myself that I rescued. So it's always nice to see our partners in that. I am not surprised that other cities have joined on to their own version of canine cruises. Dogs love boats. As much as your dog loves a car ride, your dog is going to love a boat ride too. So bring them out.
Love that. Those don't begin until around July.
Around July, yeah.
Yeah. What is the website to learn more about Chicago's First Lady?
Firstlady.com.
Firstlady.com.
Log in, yeah.
And you are today anyway. Happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you very much. Happy Mother's Day to my mother, please, if you don't mind. Colleen Miller, down in Evergreen Park. I love you very much, and I can't wait to see you later.
Colleen, I love you too. Thank you, Kat Miller.
You're very welcome.